Welcome to the Cannabis Therapy Podcast. I'm your host, Earl Carruthers, and I have been a serial cannapreneur in the growing, processing, and retail space for over 8 years. And we are here to learn together to get a well-balanced understanding of cannabis and cannabis products. Tune in every week for quality cannabis education for your canna inspiration. Internet, and we are live. Here we are. Yes. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Cannabis Therapy Podcast Show. Got my camera good. Hopefully, you can hear me out there pretty good. If you're out there, let me know. This is a live show. This is the Cannabis Therapy Podcast Show, where we're here to help you avoid uncomfortable experiences through education, connecting, and advocacy. So, you know, you can consume more comfortably and avoid those uncomfortable scenarios where you want to call the ambulance because you think you're dying. That's why we are here. We are here, folks, for that scenario. I guess live, you're joining me. Sometimes we have text scenarios with Facebook and going live on YouTube. Definitely let me know if you can actually hear me. You can see me out there. Again, this is the Cannabis Therapy Podcast Show. And today we're going to be talking about the top cannabis-infused smoothie and mocktail summer recipes. Yes, I know summer is winding down these days, and we're going to be talking about how we can end summer on a high note. Get that high note? It's all good. But I can't do this by myself. I have some guests that's going to be joining us as well. We have a wonderful guest. We have, I'm going to put her on mute right now. She's in the background. I'm about to give her a nice introduction. Mia just joined us. I'm going to put her on mute right now as I go through this. But yes, it's a Cannabis Therapy Podcast Show. We have different series every single week. Sometimes we talk about growing, how to grow your own cannabis. Sometimes we even talk about how to consume cannabis. We talk about the history of cannabis. We even get into the do-it-yourself stuff, which is today. This is the do-yourself series where we're teaching you how to do some things with cannabis on your own. Let me give a quick introduction to Mia. Wait. See, it says Paige is not responding. Make sure everybody, am I live? Cool. I'm here. You guys hear me? All right. Good. Cool. All right. So Mia is known for educating people about responsible use culture and the ways in which the plant might improve their lives on a day-to-day basis. She has over 11,000 followers on Instagram, which means she's a hell of an influencer. Ha! We shall overcome, my people. We shall overcome. I think you guys lost me for a second, but I'm back. Can't lose me like that too quick. Come on, technology. All right, I'm back. I see y'all. Y'all see me. I'm pushing this shit through. Let's go. Bam! All right. I was doing an introduction on me. Hi, everybody. What's up, Tamara? What's up, Caribbean as well? This is live. Thank you for being here. Welcome back. Thank you. You can't knock down a player. We keep going. That's what we do. All right, let's go on with the show, my damn introduction. I'm doing this again. Mia Jane, she is here. She's educating. She's known for being an educator of people about responsible use, culture, and the ways in which the plant might improve their lives on a day-to-day basis. That's what's up. She's about the movement. One of her big accomplishments is on Instagram. She has over 11,000 followers. And also, something that's very impressive, she advocates for the plant through her blog and resources, insights, and moments on cannabis product reviews and more. Without any further ado, let me bring on Mia. Mia, can you hear me? Let me know if you can hear me. Mia, are you there?
Yep, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I appreciate that. That was awesome. Very cool. And yeah, happy to be here. Like Earl was saying, I am an influencer, educator in the cannabis space. I've done everything from bud tending to, you know, writing for magazines. Currently, I do some cannabis tour guiding as well as social media. And I just love educating people about how to use this plant responsibly and in a fun manner that's going to give everyone a better quality of life. So thank you for having me today.
Awesome. Awesome. And yes, this is fun. This is just a general conversation as well. I do have some slides that's going to help guide the conversation more to help keep the guy in the middle on track, because he goes ADD with different things. And who that guy in the middle is the Prophet. Prophet, we'll say, what's up, though, Prophet? What's going on, fam? Oh, let me unmute you. You're talking. We got to unmute. Hey, come on. There we go.
Can you hear me now? Earl, thank you for having me on. Mia, thank you for joining us today. Yeah, I'm a processor in the industry as well as a inventor, currently patent pending on from extraction technology to consumption devices. So, Mia, thanks for joining us.
Awesome, awesome. Let's jump right to it. We got a lot to talk about. So we're gonna be talking about. Let me get my slides up here. Let's act real cool. I have slides going on in 3, 2, 1. Where's my PowerPoint? Oh, you know what? When I went out, I'm sorry. Listen, we're getting through this. When I went out, I had my screen shared, and I'm going to do this right now live. This is the thing about going live. We make this shit work. I don't care. Flaws and all. We are who we are. That's what we're doing. Come on. Top cannabis recipes. Showing up. Screen share. This is how we do it right there. Bam. All right. So with this conversation, what I would like to get into is, come on, bam, here we go. So we're going to talk about why sipping on weed. So we're going to talk about cannabis infused smoothies and mocktails today. We're going to talk about our experiences with sipping on weed. If you like it, you don't like it. If you have any personal recipes you have on your own, I did some research on the internet on some recipes, but believe me, just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true. And then we're going to get into mixing with marijuana with regular smoothies, pros and cons, do's and don'ts from my own personal experiences, and some things that we could recommend from learning from other people's mistakes, because that's wisdom. Learn from other people's getting too high and not just ourselves. So is that cool? Everybody, we good? You guys hear me? Let me know. You good?
Yes. Yes, we can hear you.
All right, Mia, say something.
Yep, doing great.
All right, cool. All right, so, why would you sip on weed? First things first, what is the benefits? Why are people sipping on weed? And it seems to be an uptrend. And your thoughts, why sip on weed? Why not just smoke it? And Mia, we can start with you.
You want me to jump in first? All right, drinkable cannabis is actually one of my favorite forms of consumption. I love to drink my THC and usually a little CBD too, just because it will hit you a little bit quicker in my experience. Now everybody's different. So, you know, don't, you know, take this home. If you don't feel edibles normally, or you're one of those people with a super high tolerance, you know, don't come at me if this doesn't happen. But, you know, if someone's newer to cannabis, I'll a lot of times recommend like a drink or a tincture, because if you hold it in your mouth for normally about a 30 to 60 second period before you swallow it, it will hit you a little bit quicker because it will be absorbed into the submucosal lining of your throat and your mouth, which a lot of people don't know about. So little pro tip. And that's one of the reasons why it's my favorite, because it hits you a little bit quicker. So it's a little bit more like smoking a joint, but it's going to wear off a little bit quicker sometimes too, which is good.
I'm sorry. did you say submucosal lining?
Submucosal lining.
That is I like that. That's a new word to me. I like that.
Basically, lining in your mouth. So
no, I like it. I like it. No, I agree. So it can be quicker, unlike an edible that may take an hour or so. If you switch it around, like you said, it may take 20 to 30 minutes. So you have to wait that whole time.
Yeah. But that's not everybody. So, you know, that's just been some people's experience, and that quicker onset time can be really helpful, especially with some of the nano THC edibles on the market now. I've noticed that that's also helped with a quicker onset time too, which a lot of people need so that they don't take too much. So
Got you. Now there's two ways we're going to get into also, whether it's raw cannabis or cannabis that has been decarbonated as well. Prophet, any benefits to you from drinking and sipping on raw cannabis?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, you mentioned it right out. The fan leaves being chock full of THCA and other phytonutrients. That's a big portion of it. And also, you know, I think of all the people who, especially, you know, COVID have compromised lungs who can't necessarily enjoy the plant in its vaporized or smoked form, and sipping on weed may be their only option. I look at things like this, and you know, some of the things we're going to talk about today are perfect for people in situations just like that, where maybe they're not smokers or their lungs are compromised and they need a better alternative form as opposed to smoking or vaping it.
Okay. Now, how would we say that, I know, Mia, you touched on it a little bit. How would you differ, though, between an edible and sipping on cannabis and versus drinking it? So an edible versus drinking, if you can kind of state the main differences between those two, Mia, one more time.
Yeah, for sure. So you're talking about a drinkable edible versus one that you would chew up and eat and swallow, correct?
Yeah.
The liquid, the drinkable edible, if you will, some people call them drinkables. They're going to hit you a little bit quicker because they're not going to have to go through the same digestive processes that, say, a gummy or a cookie would. They're just going to be absorbed a little bit quicker into your digestive system, as well as if you want to kind of swish it around in your mouth for about 30 to 60 seconds, sometimes you will get that, you know, onset a little bit quicker, which can be really ideal. So.
Gotcha. Anything, Prophet, to add to that? The differences between drinking and versus, I like the word drinkable, edible. We got the whole abos going on. Any difference between the drinkable cannabis versus edible cannabis, eatable, ingestible?
Just to build on a little bit what Mia said earlier, now the huge thing in consumable cannabis products, like the drinkables and edibles that we're talking about, is this nano emulsion and, you know, nanotechnology that allows the onset effect to be, you know, much faster and much more pronounced. And Mia, you said it earlier, and I completely agree with it. The faster it goes in, generally, the faster it comes out. So, you know, with some people who need that instantaneous effect, the nano or drinkable consumable edibles seem to be the way to go. And on the other side of it, people who want, you know, a longer, more whole body lasting effect, you know, the edibles from a brownie, cookie, anything that you have to chew and swallow, it goes through that entire process of digestion and then reformation in the liver into the THC 0000OH to give you that that real effect that everybody's looking for with an edible, that sit you in the couch feel.
I got you. Now, talking about effects, and hello, Anna. Hello, Tamara out there, again, a Caribbean. I see you guys out there. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for participating. This is more than just a party of three. We appreciate that. Any questions as well as we go through, definitely let us know. This is live, interactive Q&A. Thank you for the love. But getting into those effects of what you're looking for, what you just talked about, Prophet. So THCA, correct me if I'm wrong, and me as well. THCA is the natural raw form of THC until you decarboxylate it, which pretty much heating it, which what I'm doing right now. This is raw cannabis, and then now I lit up the joint and I'm smoking it, and the THCA is now turning to THC. But to talk about it in its raw form, whether you're juicing the raw fan leaves or you're eating the raw nuggets, that's THCA. Any studies, any benefits that you know of having cannabis in its pure, say, raw THCA form? And again, ladies first as always, Mia. We are gentlemen on this show.
I appreciate that.
ladies first.
Yeah, definitely. I'm a big fan of juicing cannabis fan leaves, actually. I think it has a lot of great benefits. I have some GI issues, and when I have access to them, really high quality organic cannabis leaves are really great in smoothies. They add a lot of really high antioxidant benefits, and the THCA, you know, has a lot of good stuff going on. I don't want to make too many medical claims, but I do think that it does, you know, help relieving inflammation and pain, and there are a lot of medicinal benefits that we are still discovering. And so there's a lot of value in juicing just raw cannabis. You know, you're not going to get high, but you are still going to have a lot of those, you know, plant benefits that you'd get from, you know, the other parts of the cannabis plant besides THC. So
I agree. I think, now, is there any particular fan leaves, like the more of the sugar leaves, raw, small, or the big fan leaves? Have you found, or I guess in your own personal research and development, saw a difference between the type of family of juicing, or is it more just kind of adding all together so far?
Me personally, I've always been a bigger fan of the bigger fan leaves. Sometimes the sugar leaves, they have too much of the trichomes on them and they can just be a little gritty. But that's just my personal preference. So what about you, Prophet? What do you think?
So yeah, me personally, from a an anti-inflammatory standpoint, I always go towards the more of the sugar leaves and close-in trim for any type of juicing or anti-inflammatory action. It's funny, me and Earl talked about this a little bit before the show, and the idea is, you know, obviously there's more, and in humans, the general dosage for a standard size human to get any type of anti-inflammatory effect is anywhere from 5 to 25 milligrams. So it depends on your fan leaves and how you're a grower, and if there's an immense amount on them, or if it's, because I've seen fan leaves that have, and I've seen fan leaves that haven't. So it's kind of, you know, like if it's in the middle of the veg phase and there's no trichome growth at all, in my mind, no, those fan leaves wouldn't have anything from at least a THCA cannabinoid standpoint, as opposed to if they were budding, then yeah, the stems, the bottom parts of the leaves, it really all depends. But yeah, from an anti-inflammatory standpoint, I suffer from early stage Crohn's, and it's been early stage for a decade now because of my cannabis use. So it doesn't progress. So it's you know, like you said earlier, I don't want to make any medical claims, but
yeah.
Inflammation is the easiest, simplest way to describe what this is. It's just an amazing anti-inflammatory with no long-term bodily effects that just create new problems in the end.
I agree. I grow and I would take some of my fan leaves and put them through the wheatgrass juicer. And I felt a more calming, chill effect as well. I know we say it's non-psychoactive. I know I'm trying to avoid the word saying getting high here because there's so much more. Like, what does that really mean? But it's non-psychoactive. But I still think it alters my mood and my mindset by juicing cannabis. So again, we're not medical doctors here. We're not asking you to take this, and we're not your attorneys here. But just from trial and error, I agree. Now, when it comes to dosing, though, and you're dosing whether it's raw cannabis or if it's decarb cannabis fan leaves, what do you recommend for dosing? Maybe, you know, is it, if it's raw, is it like a handful? We got ounces, we got pounds. What could you recommend from your own personal point of view for dosing with cannabis, of drinking it?
I always recommend start low, go slow. I think personally, if you're newer to decarbing and making your own cannabis infusions and emulsions, if you will, definitely do plenty of research on how to dose appropriately. I think that, you know, you can normally, if you're just making a small batch, you know, doing like a simple syrup or some infused coconut oil or something, you know, I don't like to do less than an ounce normally when I'm making infusions, just because, you know, it takes a little bit of time. It can be messy, but they've got all sorts of machines out there that make it super easy and convenient to make all sorts of, you know, infusions with. I like making a simple syrup for sure, but there's lots of different ways you can make your own infused cannabis sugar, cannabis salt, all sorts of stuff out there. So.
Now, is that like a ounce per cup of simple syrup, or ounce per gallon, or anything like that? That you're.
It's normally, it kind of, you know, it depends on what I'm making it with. If I'm using, okay, you know, concentrates, then I'll normally do like maybe a gram per like two cups, and then I cut that with, you know, it's okay, it's like a very small amount. Like I'll put that into a dropper, and then I'll kind of use that like very sparingly. So. And generally, I like to use concentrates if I'm making a simple syrup, just because I find that it just works a little bit better. Yeah, everybody's different, and there's lots of recipes out there. So
true. You can Google the hell about cannabis, and we're going to get into some recipes as well. Prophet, anything about dosing for you? I know you mentioned something about Crohn's. Anything from your own journaling and your own trial and error that is a certain sweet spot that kind of helps you out if you're taking or drinking cannabis, whether it's raw or decarb?
Yeah, so. You know, just from a processing standpoint, you know, the averages that I've seen from, you know, ring average sugar trim forever, we find that for every 10 grams of sugar trim, you generally yield 1 gram of concentrate. And that concentrate okay. should be in the 75 to 85% purity range. So the thought is that in 10 grams of sugar trim, there should be at least 750 milligrams of THCA and active cannabinoids that can be used in any type of mix. And when you decarb that, can we go back to the math, that number decarboxylates down, I want to say it's 16% is the conversion from THCA to delta 9. So your 75 is really 600 milligrams. So for easy, simple math, for every 10 milligrams of decent sugar trim, you should have at least 500 milligrams of active ingredient, stuff that okay. you would want to go in your mix.
So 10 grams of decarbed cannabis leaves, if I add that to my, say, 1 cup of simple syrup at the end of the day, and I strain that out, and we have another episode we talked about how to make tincture and things like that. You could check out that episode. I'm not going to get into the details, but if I had a cup of simple syrup or, say, hash oil or olive oil, we took 10 grams of leaves, we mixed that together. At the end of the day, when you strain that, that cup of oil would have about 500 milligrams of THC. Is that
correct? Yeah, delta 9 THC. Just for simple, easy math, I can't remember exactly the amount you said, but that amount of simple syrup should have at least 500 milligrams of delta 9 in it.
Okay. Give or take. So AKA, don't drink the whole cup of simple syrup. Note it. All right.
Do not drink the whole cup of simple syrup.
AKA. I love it. All right, let's get into some simple ways. Okay, we talked about simple syrup. Now we're going to get into some simple ways to infuse, infuse cannabis drinks. And to me, I think it's smoothies and mocktails. So we're going to talk about how to make some smoothies and mocktails. And it's summer. I know it's the end of summer. We got Labor Day coming up in a couple weeks, but we want to end summer on a high note. No pun intended. I know I said that earlier, but we're going to keep saying that because I think that's funny. Nevertheless. All right. So the first things up is this is a recipe for a green smoothie. This is for raw for THCA effects. So this is raw. And guys, let me know your feedback, pros, cons, you like it, you don't like it. So you take 4 to 5 handfuls of spinach, 1.5 of a cucumber, 2 to 3 leaves of kale, 1 apple cut up, 7 medium large size cannabis fan leaves. Again, this is, we're just giving you a starting point here. You can even just wait out and just add, 10 grams if you like, but nevertheless, say 7 medium large sized cannabis fan leaves. Just note if you add 10 grams, this would be a 500 milligram smoothie. So just be careful with that. 7 medium large, I'm saying that more than once. 7 medium large size cannabis fan leaves, juice of a half lemon, and then your choice of fruit, honey, or sweetener. How does that sound or taste to you, Mia?
That sounds delicious. I love a green smoothie. And, when you have fan leaves available, they blend in really nicely. That sounds like a really good blend of a little bit of healthy and just a little bit of sweet. And yeah, can't wait to make myself one.
Like, I wonder if it's ever, how you got like these smoothie spots, like these tropical smoothies and all that jazz. If we're going to be able to just walk in there and just get like can I just add some cannabis leaves to my smoothie, please? Is that a thing?
Here, profitable? Sir. Here are my leaves for my smoothie, please.
Right. You can just bring your own leaves, right? And just ask them to actually use their machine.
I'm telling you, I know Smoothie King will gladly add cannabis leaves to your smoothie. You just got to ask.
All right. Now, so this is the ingredients. Now, after we have the ingredients, this is kind of what to do next. We talk about blending it. So once you have everything together, you blend in it. And another option is to actually juice it. The only difference from my research is that if you're juicing it, if you're blending it, a lot of it will kind of disintegrate within the entire smoothie. But if you're juicing it, you're also not getting all of the, you could say, fiber per se from the leaves. Any differences with you between blending it in just a regular, say, Ninja or blender versus juicing it in one of those wheatgrass juicers? Do you have a preference for one or the other, Mia?
Personally, I like juiced cannabis leaves. You do have to have a very high masticating juicer. It's not just like any type of juicer you get at the store, to actually have it work. I've tried it with a number of juicers on the market. It's a very specific kind you have to have. So while I prefer that, sometimes it's just easier, more convenient to do a smoothie situation. But I do think that you get more of the nutritional benefit if you're doing just like a juicing of it.
Cool. What about you, Prophet? What do you think?
You know, I personally am not a big juicer, but just from a whole plant standpoint, I imagine blending it would give you more of all of the natural plant constituents that, you know, that the idea of green smoothing, you want to get everything. But I'm not going to say I'm an expert on the subject and, hey, this is how you should smoothie, because as I listen to Mia here, I'm thinking, yeah, she's probably smoothied a lot more than you, but I think they look at me. Okay, I'm just giving the smoothie body set. Okay, we're trying to graduate to smoothie level.
Yeah. And depending on how, you know, sugary your cannabis leaves are, it can make the smoothie a little bit gritty, which can be a little bit hard on some people's stomachs, from my experience. I've tried them out on a bunch of people, and I've just found that the juicing, generally people have less of a time with if you do have digestive issues. So don't put in too many cannabis leaves if you're doing a smoothie until you know how they affect you. So my advice.
Agreed.
Something I did want to throw in real quick, man, because you mentioned grittiness. And the second time I heard that, I'm like, I want to tell her this. So there is a positive to that grittiness, and it's that it verifies that what you are ingesting is THCA. Delta 9 is an oil. It doesn't get gritty. So it is kind of like, it's like a trade-off. Okay, at least I know what I'm ingesting is what I was hoping to ingest.
No, I've never known that is a, you can tell by the grittiness versus the oil taste if something is THCA versus something is THC.
Yeah, because THCA is an acid. So it should not only be gritty, but it should be like a little acidic. Like touch acidic.
All right. Well, let's talk about
Delta 9, which is a base.
Love it. I love it. Love it. Thank you for the insight, brother. I love you, man. I appreciate that. Now, let's talk about actually getting THC infused. Now, I know we talked about raw ways of where we could tell the difference between THCA and THC, but here we're talking about pretty much THC. And I got a little vegan recipe here because I went plant-based for almost 3 years now. I love it. Now, here is a recipe for a strawberry banana smoothie. Man, reading this stuff out loud, I feel like this should have been like a live show when we're actually making this and we actually get like little testers. You know, that'd been nice.
Next time.
Like the magic bullet, man. This is an infomercial for magic bullet.
Right. The green magic bullet. There we go. All right. So we got 1.5 cups of frozen strawberries. We got 1 frozen and 1 peeled banana here. And then we got 1/4 gram of kief. Hash oil or tincture. This is going back to me. I know you talked about using some concentrates before, but this is key. These are decarboxylated. So even if you had kief, if you took your fan leaves and they were dried and you shook them through one of those bubble hash bags, you still have to decarb it. And let's just for a second talk about how to decarb. I know we talk about the word decarb. There's another video on how to decarb, but usually you would take that cannabis and have it sit in temperatures above, to me, around 220 to 240 for at least 30 minutes. And that should activate the cannabis from THCA to THC. So whether that's kief or that's oil or usually the tincture, but usually when like our recipe for how to make tincture, you checked it out. We did a video on that. The raw cannabis is already decarbed. And then we're then mixing that with either an alcohol base or a vegetable glycerin base for another 4 to 5 hours, depending on your cooking style. But nevertheless, this part right here, just to be clear, the kief, the hash oil, the tincture is decarbed and already ready and activated. Now you got your cup of coconut oil, then you got 1/2 cup of orange. Then you throw this in a blender, mix, and enjoy. How does that sound, Mia? How does that sound?
That sounds like it's probably going to be a pretty strong smoothie. I don't know that I would do 1/4 gram. I'd probably do like 1/10 of a gram, which can be very like minimal and hard to measure out, which is generally why when I'm using concentrates, I will make a larger batch of something that I can then put in a dropper and infuse into, you know, a larger amount, just because it's concentrates. It's concentrated THC. So you want to be careful of how much you're using. I'm a high dose user, but you know, that's probably still going to be, you know, a bit much for a lot of people. I don't know. What do you think, Prophet?
So, yeah, I always come back to the math because it's the easiest thing to point out for anybody who's thinking about doing any type of anything with the things listed, teeth, hash oil, tincture, anything. So say you go to a dispensary and you buy a concentrate and it says on it 82% cannabinoids or 82% THC or 82% THCA. It's important between the three of those because they're all three different numbers. Right. If it says it's 82% THCA, that means it hasn't been decarboxylated and it needs to go through the process Earl was describing. And if you bought 1 gram of something that's 82% THCA, they're saying that out of, because in a gram, there's 1,000 milligrams. So they're saying that out of 1,000 milligrams, 820 of those milligrams are THCs. So that 820 after a 16% reduction in mass loss from decarboxylation, and you don't completely lose everything from decarboxylation because it's not like you're doing it for hours. That 820 from a gram could be a 700 or a 650. I call it 700 for easy conversation all day long. So a quarter of 750 is 175. The math's good. 175.
Yeah.
So 175 grams, give or take, is what would be in that smoothie. 175 milligrams, just from reading it and thinking about it, would be what would be in that smoothie, which is, I mean, hell, I would drink that, and I'm a large human. I would be polar bear'd for 8-9 hours on a beach getting my tan on, like, wondering, yeah, what is gravity?
Yeah, okay. That's a heavy dose. So
yeah, which is why we said everything on the internet. Poor. Which is a good point, because if you're getting these recipes from the internet, and I'm glad we're talking about this, is that, all right, you just can't be like, oh yeah, cool, this is what I read on the internet, I'm about to go do it. I mean, we're giving like case in point. You're about to just really overconsume that. And I think Mia made a great point earlier.
That's enough for four people.
Yeah, starting low and then, you know, kind of go up from there. And, you know, just to give a visual with the tincture, you know, this is my own personal Green Dragon tincture right here. And I mean, even with this smoothie here, you know, I would just use, you know, a full dropper size in that smoothie. Like, this is pretty much all I would put in that. I wouldn't put a quarter cup of this entire tincture inside of that, because that would be definitely strong. So, yeah, I would do a full dropper. And then, I mean, I know how I made this, so I can definitely consistently dose. All right, I know how I felt with a full drop. I know how I felt with a half drop, because I'm still doing that, like, that 1 ounce to 1 cup type of ratio when it comes with alcohol. So, Yeah. I agree. And we had a question out there from Tamara. Tamara asks, half gram of a tincture, how many droppers is that? Prophet, you want to take this? Half gram of tincture.
No, that's, you said 0.25 grams of Keith. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I?
No, that's another question. I'm going to put it up right now. Here it is. Tamara Harvey on YouTube. She says, half gram of tincture, how many droppers is that?
So the standard dropper is rated for a milliliter of liquid, and the conversion from a gram of solid to a milliliter of liquid is 99.99999 the same. It's like 0.0001. So if you ever read something that says 1 mL, it's okay to think that 1 mL and 1 gram are the same thing.
Yeah. Agree. So basically,
it's based on density.
So basically, if you had a scale, you had a little cup, you know, you actually took this out and you put it on the scale. So once you got to 0.5, which is a half gram, that will be your how many droppers that is. Now, whether, you know, this full point, or maybe it's that plus a little bit more, the whole point is to scale that out. You probably need a scale to know exactly what that half gram is. Now, some of these syringes come with little marks on it. You actually can measure. Some of them will measure a full milliliter and then a half of a milliliter. So if you pull it to a half of a milliliter, that will give you your half gram as well. So thank you, Tamara.
And a drop is generally 0.05. It's an attempted universal standard. I had a question somebody asked me. It was a very long time ago. 0.05.
How do you even know? How do you even know that? You're taking drops and you're just sitting here.
Droplet, if you can get one droplet to come out, that one droplet should be in the 0.05 ml area.
All right, dope. All right, we're going to go on from smoothies and we're going to go on to mocktails and we wrap some things up. All right, so here's the recipe for a cannabis-infused mojito. Is someone going to be chill or is someone going to be comodos from this? Let's see. All right, we got some mint, some sugar, some lime, some ice, some lemon-lime soda, soda water, and simple syrup, boiled water and sugar, and then cannabis tincture. This is recommending glycerin-based. The one I'm showing you right now is alcohol-based, but you can do this with glycerin-based. Now, where the cannabis comes in is that we would gather all the ingredients, like a classic mojito. We muddle the mint. We get a little crafty over here. And then you add a spoonful of the sugar, squeeze the lime, add a few mint leaves to the glass, use a muddler, you know, mix it everything around, crush your ingredients until you smell the mint, add the ice to the glass, and then pour half cup of lemon lime soda into the glass, followed by a half cup of soda water. Now, where's the cannabis at? Where's the cannabis in that? Boom. Now we're adding a half ounce of simple syrup and then a full syringe of your cannabis infused tincture. And again, understand how strong that tincture is. You stir it. Add a little more sugar and super syrup if necessary. Garnish it with lime and then get ready for your date because you're about to be the man of the hour with this cocktail. How about that? Mia, what do you think?
That sounds delicious. It definitely should be garnished with a little cannabis leaf too if you have one handy. So.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
Yep. Or maybe, you know, even since it's a, you know, a summer mocktail, maybe mix in like some strawberries or blueberries in when you're muddling the mint up. That could be pretty tasty. So that sounds delicious. Sounds like a really refreshing, you know, beverage to have in the afternoon, evening, you know, or maybe a little earlier on a Sunday. So
I like maybe when you first wake up, it's all good. It's a daily thing. I love it. Prophet, you want to make one of these later? What's going on, brother?
I think I'm going to have to. I'm sitting here thinking I have all these ingredients. I think I have a bottle. If I don't, we're going to buy one.
Yeah, I personally probably would cheat. I would probably get the mojito already made mix, and then I just add my cannabis tincture, and then I would garnish it as if I actually made the. Yeah, I would just call it a day. That does sound delicious. Also, I'm just picturing all the labor too, but it's all good. Sounds fun. All right, which one we got next?
I'm imagining like an edible sugar for the rim. Edible salt for the rim.
Yeah.
How about excited. Infused? How about infused ice cubes? Huh? Is that a thing? No, probably not. But it's made.
No, that's totally a thing. You can get nano water and then freeze the water cube, and it's so much easier to dose that way. How many? And what would you like? Great, 5 cubes. Splash.
We're on to something. We got a bunch of ideas on the show. All right, now
ideas, Earl.
I'm with it. Infused ice cubes. Just need a freezer. I like it. All right, sangria. I looked this one up. Man, this one actually is motivating me to actually not just buy the sangria mix. This is making me actually want to actually try this and make this. So typically you need like a mason jar for this. You got 4 cups of white grape juice, 1 cup of orange juice, 1 lime, 1 cup of blueberries, 1 cup of strawberries cut in half, 2 peaches. And I know if Tamara and Caribbean, if you're still out there watching, I seen you guys do this in the club. I seen y'all out here. With these sangrias, and now I know why. You may have been making them infused. It's all good. We got 2 peaches cut into pieces, peel on, and then your cannabis tincture. So the common, when we're making a mocktail, it seems like the common ingredient on how to infuse it is the tincture. Now, once we take that, how we're going to actually do that, we cut all the fruit except the berries into bite sizes and pieces. You add all the fruit into a large pitcher, which Mia, I know you talked about just making one big pitcher as well. I can see this big punch bowl at one of your parties. Yeah, I can see that right now. Coming over there, you got this big punch. you add all the
spiked punch.
I like it. Just keep all the kids away. This is 21 plus.
Absolutely.
So you add the grape juice, the orange, the lime. You add your cannabis tincture, a full syringe. Again, that syringe is based on you understanding the dosage. And say that's 1 milliliter. Again, if you're doing this for a large batch, then you're just timing that times how many cups you're trying to get out of there. You stir, you mix thoroughly, and you let chill in a refrigerator before serving. And I mean, that sounds like that's how you make a cannabis infused sangria. How does that sound? Anything that you would add or take away from that?
I think that all sounds delicious. I might put a few gummies on a cute little toothpick or something for a garnish. And, you know, I like a little bit higher dose. Not quite as high dose as that smoothie was, but this sounds like a really nice, fruity, delicious beverage that would be refreshing any time of the year. So
I love this idea of gummy. Dog, you see all these ideas, Prophet, of this entire. So would that garnish. Gummy be, would that, gummy, would that gummy be, would that be infused? Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I probably wouldn't, you know, take the effort to make that one myself. While I do love making gummies, you know, here in California, I'm lucky enough to have a plethora of options for pre-infused edibles at my whim. So
I love it.
Probably just pick up a couple that were, you know, in some of the same flavor profiles as some of my ingredients, pop them on a little, you know, maybe an umbrella even, and just pop them in the glass. So
I love it. All right. So now we gave you guys some good recipes out there on the benefits of why sip on weed. We talked about that. And let's kind of recap some things here. We talked about a lot. We got some people still joining us. Hello, everybody out there. We appreciate that. You are my guy, too. Can a man go eat? Okay. I love it. All right. So some key takeaways. We talked about the raw form cannabis leaves, like families. They're chock full of THCA. A lot of the sugar leaves may have a little bit more. But like Mia said earlier, sometimes that can get a little bit more greedy. But Prophet said sometimes that greediness is a sign that that is THCA and not THC itself in the form of THC. I hope I said that right. Because that is an oil form. See, I was smoking, switching up my words now. Now, when heating weed, THC converts to THC, the psychoactive cannabinoid that derives weed, that euphoric, that altered mindset. I know we say the word high. So in a natural form, if you got raw cannabis, if you just bought a bud from a dispensary, that in itself, it does not have any THC itself until you pretty much light it up and burn it. So if you ate that nugget, it will be THCA. But I do believe that converts into some things in your liver, which I would have to refer to Prophet to what exactly that was. But then when adding decarboxylated weed to your summer drinks or simple mocktail recipes, you're able to experience these benefits like you would any kind of edible. The only difference is, like me, I know you talked about earlier, if you switch it around your mouth for a little bit, you may have a quicker onset rather than just, you know, chucking it and going straight into your tongue. Is that a good, anything I'm missing from some of the key takeaways from this show? Mia?
I think you recapped it all really well. We covered a lot today, and hopefully everyone got some good information from everything we talked about.
Love it. Prophet, what do you think?
I think you hit the nail on the head, Earl. I think this is, I think a lot of the drinks we went over today, yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head with some of the garnishes. The gummy garnishes, I've been imagining for the past 15 minutes some gummy garnishes for different drinks. And
I'm going to have to try this ice cube too. So.
Yeah, nano water ice cubes. I'm feeling that's going to be the magic. You go to a dispensary. Hi, I'd like a bag of ice, please. Yeah, that'll be $80. Here, thanks. I have a bag of ice.
You're going to be at the festival. I got some ice, brother. I got that ice. You got that ice?
I got that ice, bud.
Got that ice, son. You silly. Oh. All right. So, me, I want to thank you out here. I got some information on how people can stay in touch with you. I have your email up here. I know you're really big on the socials. Is the best on Instagram, Mia?
Yep, absolutely. Find me on Instagram. I'm also on Facebook. My Instagram is MS_Mia, MIA underscore JANE, Miss Mia Jane. Find me, follow me, and yeah. Ask me any cannabis questions you may have. I love to connect and help educate.
Awesome. And if someone's looking for help with anything, Mia, what is one of the things that you are helping consumers with? I know you talk about education. Is it more consulting? Is it business or personal?
I do a lot of consulting. I work with a lot of new users, a lot of people that are kind of in the, you know, they used to consume, or their baby boomers or their family members are really interested, and they aren't really comfortable necessarily with how to understand the dosing and the difference between CBD and THC. I know how to break it down really easily for people where they can feel comfortable asking me questions, kind of like their go-to guide. It is more of like on a consulting basis, but you know, if you have just a couple of questions, I'm always happy to help, you know, try and clear things up if it's, you know, just a couple of concerns that people have. I think that it's really important to make sure that people have access to the knowledge, and I just want to be able to offer that after all of my years of experience. Yeah. I think it's important to share and teach as I have learned. So thank you so much for having me today. It's been great to, you know, hear some of the questions and also chat with you both. So.
No, it's been great. And that's still a big gap that we're still trying to close in is education to our mission here at Cannabis Therapy Network is to restore cannabis as therapy, restore meaning it was therapeutic at one point, and all the propaganda and all the miseducation kind of widened that gap. So now we're trying to use education as a platform to help shorten that gap. So thank you as well for everything you're doing for the movement, Mia. Much love.
I love that.
And then the Prophet, what's the best ways if anybody's trying to contact you? Or you, what's going on?
If anybody has any questions ever, please follow me on Instagram. It's ProphetLife77. I field questions all day long from friends and family and people who just are generally interested in cannabis and have never taken that initial leap. I know it can be, you know, kind of daunting. There's so many different ways to consume cannabis now in this new age of, well, what's the best way? It's like, I'm perfectly fine having a lovely conversation on the many ways and which ways are the best ways. And again, ProphetLife77 on Instagram. And again, Earl and Mia, thank you guys for having me. And it's always a good time having our conversations, Earl. And Mia, you have a lot of really awesome information. I definitely recommend people follow her and ask her questions as well. I love it when people want to spread the knowledge.
Much love. And then definitely, if you guys want to watch all the replays for all the past episodes, go to CannabisTherapyNetwork.org. There's a link to our YouTube channel there. Even if you're watching on Facebook, you can go there, watch all the episodes. We also have a free hub where you can search through all of our content. You type in a word, CBD, and you can see through all of our videos and all of our history for the last couple of years where we talked about something with CBD. Or if you have a question about anything, you can check that out at CannabisTherapyNetwork.org. There's a free members hub. Just join it there. And also, we got the craftcannabisclub.org. This is a private club here in Detroit. Well, we also are accepting out-of-state members as well. We do have hemp boxes that we can ship to you as a member. And then, of course, there's Cannabis Therapy Podcast every single Wednesday. We come out with a new episode as well. You can go to the website to join the craft movement. We're all about craft cannabis, not mass-produced cannabis. Check out this free download to understand what the difference is between craft cannabis and mass-produced cannabis. And, of course, from a therapeutic standpoint, the first three must-knows about consuming cannabis, whether you're a newbie or an OB, and you want to spread the word. We're all about advocacy and, again, helping spread the word so we can still end this disastrous war on weed, which was whack from the beginning. And then check out our Homegrown Weed Summit. Should be coming up again in September, where we get together over 30 different elite home growers to teach you how to grow elite, amazing cannabis at home that your neighbors be like, damn about. That's what we're talking about. I just made that up. I probably should have wrote that down. Nevertheless, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, Mia. Thank you, Prophet. Thank you, everybody out there who's in the comments and all that jazz. Keep it right, keep it tight, and keep life rolling. I'll see y'all next time. Peace. All right. End broadcast. Thanks for listening to the Cannabis Therapy Podcast. For more cannabis therapy blogs and resources, check our website, CannabisTherapyNetwork.org, CannabisTherapyNetwork.org.